taken by the Hong Kong Law Enforcement Agency in respect of offenses against national security on personnel or entities from different a number of sectors, including the media, academic, labor organizations, civil societies, and others. A number of issues that was just raised, I have already explained them in quite detailed manner previously, including the handling of bail, the retrospectivity of the information on pre-NSL information, and operations under Schedule 4 of the implementation rules, etc. And I will not waste time to repeat them here, but the explanation that I've given to members apply. I would wish, however, to highlight a few issues regarding law enforcement actions taken under the national security law and other relevant laws on national security matters, which applies to the various sectors that I've just mentioned. The Hong Kong government reaffirms the various freedoms as provided for under the basic law. The Article 4 of the National Security Law also stipulates clearly that human rights shall be respected and protected in safeguarding national security in Hong Kong. Actions taken by our law enforcement agencies will give due respect to the various international conventions. However, many rights and freedoms recognized in the ICCPR are not absolute and may be restricted for various reasons, including national security and or public order. And it applies to all countries or places, including Hong Kong. While we would not comment on any particular cases, we must emphasize that acts and activities that endanger national security may have very serious consequences, and actions must be taken to prevent and suppress such acts and activities. Any law enforcement actions taken by law enforcement agencies are based on evidence, strictly according to the law, for the acts of the persons or entity concerned, and have nothing to do with their political stance, background, or occupation. We must also point out that the national security law has clearly stipulated the four categories of offenses endangering national security, and these offenses are clearly defined and similar to those national security laws of other jurisdictions.